Let's pray before we start, amen? Can we pray? All right, bow your heads. Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord. I thank you for the word that's going to be brought forward tonight. I thank you for every young person in this room, Lord. I pray that you speak to us. Holy Spirit, we feel you in this place. We just thank you for being here with us and directing this service. I pray that it's your words coming out of my mouth and not my words, Lord. I thank you, God, for what's going to take place tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, so who was here Sunday? Does anybody remember what Pastor Drew spoke about? Change. Who changes, though? Huh? Who said God? God never changes, brother. Good try, though. We have to change, amen? And why do we have to change? Because we need to be changed. Why? What else? So we have to change for someone else, amen? I mean, listen, I used to care on how I dressed. I still care how I dress, but I could rock a Hawaiian shirt and be confident, amen? My wife likes it, so that's all I need. That's who matters, amen? Is she here or no? Not yet. It's not what you wear, it's how you wear it, amen? Let me say that again. It's not what you wear, it's how you wear it. That's the same thing with Christianity. It's not how we wear it. We could wear it and have a soulless shirt and, hey, you know, have the scripture back here, but it's how we represent it. Amen? Amen? So today we're still going to talk about change and being a light in this world. Amen? But listen, people need Jesus. We need Jesus. Amen? And honestly, listen, guys, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I grew up a lot of my life, even growing up in a Christian church, I used to select my friends based on how they looked, based on how they talked, based on what they wanted to do, their interest. I liked hanging out with people that played sports because I played sports. Does that make sense? I like to hang out with people that listen to a certain style of music because I listen to a certain style of music. Amen? That's why in high schools you have all these different cliques of like rockers and jocks and what else? Nerds. I didn't say that. I didn't say it. What else? Hipsters now. What do we have? What else? Greasers. Back when I was in high school, it was greasers, skaters, rockers, metalheads. Huh? Cholos, yes. Cholos. But see, we want to meet people that like similar things that we like. And that's cool because we could say that for church, we want to hang with people that are going to motivate us and people that are going to, you know, speak life into our life and not speak death into our life. Amen? But listen, Jesus, if he was in my high school, he'd be hanging out with the skaters. He'd be hanging out with the metalheads, with the emo kids. I forgot about the emo kids. We can't forget about the emo kids. They need Jesus too, amen? But does it make sense? Like, we want to hang out with the cool crowd, yes? No, I mean, that's reality. People want to hang out with the cool crowd. How are they going to benefit my life? How are they going to make me look? I don't want to hang out with ugly guys because then we can't pick up on cute girls. Some guys are not that cute and they want to hang out with cute guys so they could be around cute girls. Amen? I'm just talking real right now, guys. I know we're in church, but we could talk real in church. Amen? Jesus talked real at church too. Amen? So this is one of the scriptures. This is going to be the foundational scripture that we're going to go into today. And this is a scripture that Pastor Drew shared on Sunday, and then we're going to go into some really cool scripture that maybe you haven't read, amen? But listen, we're called to be a light of what? This world, amen? You're called to be to minister to your friends in school. You need to stand out. People need to be attracted to you somehow. See, I talk to really old people because I love old people. They have a lot of wisdom, and I talk to really young people because they're really cool, amen? You go to my house, you'll see older couples hanging out with us, and you'll see young kids hanging out with us. That's just how we roll, me and Chanel. Chanel's 6 years younger than me, too, so it's cool, you know what I mean? Tell the person next to you, pay attention. Hey, if you catch your partner next to you slipping, looking into Instagram or Snapchatting, raise your hand, and I'll call them out, and I'll tell them to come up here and share why Snapchat and why Instagram is more important than the Word of God. Amen? Amen? I'm good with you guys using your Bible phones, but don't be using your phones to something else. Amen? Can we be accountable? Amen? Can we be accountable to the Word of God? Amen. So let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. When you're there, say amen. If you didn't bring a Bible, just look up here. You are the what? The salt of the earth. My dad spoke this on Sunday too at night, and he says, who likes their food without salt? Lift up, raise your hand if you like food with no salt. Even healthy people like a little bit of flavor, right? Amen? Who likes their food without salt? Depends what it is. Yeah, you not have no cereal with salt, right, brother? You like cereal with salt? Yeah, all right, brother. Let me tell you guys a secret one of my little friends told me, right? And I'm telling you, you learn something from people all the time. You know how to get a fresh batch of fries at Jack in the Box or McDonald's? Ask for no salt, and they'll make you a fresh batch. Because they ruin it, right? And they just add your own salt. All right, anywho, let's go back to this. So you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. Everybody say, I am the light of the world. Say it like you mean it. I am the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Amen? Let your light shine. Everybody say, let your light so shine before men. Come on, say it like you mean it. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. See, people need to see that the light of Jesus shines through you. So for what? So they could glorify our Father who's in heaven. Amen? Amen? Listen, I was at BJ's with my wife the other night. Not the other night, maybe like 3 months ago. A while back. And we're hanging out, and listen, so we're sitting next to these two young guys, and they're like cursing, like, F this, and F that, and F that girl, and F this. I'm gonna stop saying it, because, you know, but you guys get it, right? And they're drinking beer, chilling, talking trash. And then me and Chanel are like, I'm getting annoyed, because I'm like, dude, these guys are right next to us, and just, I don't care, like, I'm not trying to be all holy, like, their F-bombs are like, melting me because I'm so holy. It's not the point. We live in this world, but we're not part of this world. Amen. But they're talking, and then this is what, oh, you could ask her now. She's my witness. Where's she at? And then they changed conversations after they finished like two beers, and they're like, dude, worship service was awesome last Sunday. You know what? I was leading worship and praising God. This guy was a worship leader. And he's telling me, like, yeah, but I was pissed off at the guitar player because he wasn't playing the right notes. And you know what? I got to talk to the pastor because, and I was tripping out. I was like, dude, should I tell him something? Should I be like, hey, dude, like, I wanted to go to church and you just turned me off? Or, like, call him out. And I was like, you know, the Holy Spirit said, don't tell him anything. Remember where you were at 10 years ago? Remember where you were at, Isaac, 5 years ago? And I started remembering, dude, is this how I sounded with my friends? Is this how I sounded when I was hanging out and partying with my buddies and going to church on the weekend? I'm being really transparent with you guys. Just because the Holy Spirit wants to speak to some people tonight. Is your life reflecting Sunday morning service, Wednesday night service? Or is it reflecting something crazy? Do your friends know that you come to church? Do your friends know that you serve God, that you love God? Or are you just living life just like fitting in because you want to fit in with the cool crowd? I'm asking. I'm not telling you to raise your hand. I'm not even looking at anybody. Trust me. I play ball at the gym. I have two of my baller friends right here. These guys are way better than me. And I still ball them up. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, I go play basketball. Does anybody else get competitive when they play basketball or any sports? Have you ever been like so mad you something slips out and you say something that you shouldn't say? I mean, are you representing? Seriously, these two guys, they know what I'm about. You guys want to come to church on Sunday? You guys want to come to church on Wednesday? Amen? I'm not trying to, you don't have to be fake. Be real with people. Be real with people. Jesus was real with people. Hey, what's up, brother? You want to go to church? I mean, talk to people how you want to be yourself. Amen? And this is where we go wrong, guys. The first point is, remember, let your light shine. Everybody say, let your light shine. That's my first point. Are you guys having a good time tonight? This scripture, I've never read this scripture in my life until yesterday or 2 days ago where I was reading in James. And I was like, this is such a cool scripture. Point number two, everybody say, no partiality. Come on, say no partiality. Means no favoritism. I'm going to speak to this guy about God because he's my style. Oh, she's really not my style, so I can't really talk to her. Oh, you're my style, girl. I'll speak to her about Jesus. She seems nice enough. This guy, nah, he's wearing that shirt. I don't know about that shirt. They know I'm kidding, but does it make sense? Or check this out, guys. Young guys who use evangelism to pick up, right? That's not my style of girl right here. Hey, what's up? Hey, Jesus loves you. You want to come to my church? But you have to sit next to me. All right? Yeah? You want to sit next to me? Can I pick you up? Can I have your number? Does that make sense? Sorry, Chanel. It's only a joke, okay? It's my wife back there. No favoritism, guys. See, Jesus wasn't going around. People criticized Jesus because he liked hanging out with young kids. Remember when the disciples said, hey, these kids are making, hey, listen, let them come to me. For there is a kingdom, right? There is a kingdom. When Zacchaeus was on the tree, remember that? He was a tax collector, and Jesus said, hey, get off of there, dude. I want to go to your house today. People were criticizing him, like, why are you going to this guy's house? This guy's a tax collector. When prostitutes came to Jesus, Jesus spoke to them, and he prayed for them, and he restored them and said, hey, go and sin no more. Why is this guy talking to a prostitute? She's unclean. She's a prostitute. Jesus talked to lepers, people that were sick, people that were abandoned. They were cast out of their neighborhoods and their families. And Jesus would speak to these guys and say, hey, listen, I want to heal you guys. He spoke to the blind. He spoke to everybody because God loves people, amen? He let his light shine with everyone, not just with some people because he had favorites. He didn't go, this is such an awesome scripture coming up. It's coming up, guys. You guys ready? Yeah. See, he didn't go to like presidents and kings and queens and said, hey, follow me. I need people of stature, people of people that are famous to be my disciples. He went to mere men that were fishermen. Amen? Because he knew, man, these guys, they don't love riches. They don't love having big things, nice cars. They just want to go fishing with the homies. They just want to go fishing and give some fish to their families. Amen? Check this scripture out in James. This is such an awesome scripture. Look, my brethren, my sister and two, okay, both. Don't feel left out, ladies. Do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with what? With favoritism, partiality, with bias. For if there should come into your assembly a man, check this out, with gold rings and fine apparel, wearing Gucci and having these two chains and you know, gold teeth and nice shoes, people are like, oh, I want that guy to sit next to me because he's got money. See how people think? Somebody comes in and good looking. Oh, I want her to sit next to me because she's good looking. Actually, let me get my stuff and go sit where she's sitting. Sister, where are you sitting at? The usher isn't here today, but I'll usher you in. Come on. Come on, right? And there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes. And you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, hey, you sit here in this good place. That's good, huh? And say to the poor man, you stand there. See, the poor man couldn't even get a seat. No, you sit here, but you stand right here. See, that's what we do with people in our lives, with our friends. You, yeah, you sit right here with me. You, on the other hand, you stand right there. See, Pastor Tamara at the end of Sunday service was talking about two different kinds of people, right? People who are for Christ and people who are anti-Christ. Because of people, there's so much suicide in this world because somebody jacked your life up when you were 5 years old or 6 years old and bullied you and called you names and said that you weren't worth it. And now this person has to deal with that for the rest of their life when God only had good plans and good things for this person. But people who did this, you sit here and you stand right here. People do this. God doesn't do that. See that? If it was God speaking, he'd be like, you sit right here, you sit right here, you sit right here. Actually, let me get off my seat. You sit in my seat right here. That's what we have to do, guys. When new people come into church, hey, you sit right here. You sit right here. See, we even churchgoers, we look for like the people that we could relate to and we could talk to. When we could talk to everybody. Do you know everybody in this room, guys? Have you been here for over 5, 6, 7 years? And I've been guilty of this. Do you know everybody that comes to our church? Or do you just hang out with the people that you want to hang out with? Instead of saying, you know what, Desiree? Hey, you know I love you, right? Yeah, I gotta hang out with this guy this week, all right? Because I love him too. And we have a relationship. Hey, bro, you know what? I'm going to turn on my phone first. And then I'm going to keep preaching, amen? Sit here at my footstool. Keep going. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brethren. Has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Everybody say dishonored. But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts? See, he's saying you're treating the rich man better than the poor man. Isn't the rich man the one taking away your money and treating you like garbage and saying, hey, listen, I'm at this class. They're just over here. I'm up here. Do they not blaspheme the noble name by which you are called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But, everybody say but. If you show favoritism, if you show partiality, if you show any kind of bias, you commit what? Sin. And are convicted by the law of as transgressors. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. Does that make sense to you guys? So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of what? Liberty, which is the word of God, right? And we end right here. Look, for judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy, everybody say mercy, triumphs over judgment. Come on, say that. Mercy triumphs over judgment. When you see somebody, always see them with, how would God look at that person? How does God look at Marcus? with mercy or with judgment? Mercy, man, this is my son. This is my son right here. I love him so much. Yet we pass by and say, ooh, that guy Marcus, nah. Nah, I'll talk to Isaiah. I mean, Israel. I always get him wrong, huh, brother? He doesn't get mad anymore. He has mercy because mercy triumphs over judgment. Amen? That's good scripture, right? Mercy triumphs over judgment. Every time you walk out on, like, to anywhere, in and out, if you're chilling, just look at people and say, man, mercy triumphs over judgment on these people. And just go up to somebody and say, like Angel did with Peter, like this guy did with my dad. If my dad would give his testimony, you would trip out of, if that guy, what was his name? Luis. If that guy, Luis, never spoke to my dad about Jesus, I don't know if I would be here. Think of it like that. There is a shift in the supernatural, and there is a shift in his future because this guy, Luis, was obedient to God. My dad has 11 brothers and sisters. There's 12 of them. Grandma just popped them out every year. Right? My grandma's pregnant like all her young years, pretty much. 12 kids she had. None of them served the Lord. They were all Catholic and, like, crazy Catholic. Not that I'm saying crazy, but Catholics are crazy. Just saying, like, they'd go to church and they'd get drunk on the weekends. My grandpa was a heavy drinker. He was a fighter. My aunts were fighters. They were smokers. They were dancers. This guy, Luis, changed and revolutionized the Fernandez family. He spoke to one person. They all came to the U.S. illegally, but they're all U.S. citizens now. I say that with all respect, I'm telling you. Thank God for President Ronald Reagan, amen? If you guys are young and don't know who Ronald Reagan is, go Google him. Listen. My dad spoke to his family. They would come up to him and tell him, where's George at? We miss him. We don't believe you. Cuss. Listen to your music. Put it loud, please. We miss that George. Because of that person, Luis, hey, my dad's life was transformed and people were able to see his light shine. His family's life. My grandma's now in heaven. She was a songwriter. She wrote music. My grandpa was a drinker. Jealousy, I don't know what brought him to church, but he fell in love with God. And he served the Lord the rest of his life until he went to be with the Lord. Amen? Check this out. We have one more scripture. Are you guys still active or are you guys already ready to go to bed? All right, for sure. We love cholos, right? We have one more scripture, amen? This scripture is, oh, I love this scripture so much. Check this out. This guy, Philip, is letting his light shine, just chilling. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. So he arose and he went. Listen, he was just listening to what God was telling him to do. That's the number one step we got to do sometimes. God speaks to us, hey, go here. And we're like, no, I want to stay right here. Kind of like Jonah's, right? But he got up and he went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia. Ethiopian man. I don't know if this guy was black. I don't know. People from Ethiopia are black, right? A eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians. I don't like that word. Who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship. So listen, Philip is just doing what God is telling him to do. He gets up, and then there is this random guy who probably doesn't look anything like Philip, who doesn't believe like what Philip believes. So look, he was returning, and this guy was sitting in his chariot, and he was reading Isaiah the prophet. He wasn't actually reading Isaiah the prophet. He was reading, like, the book or something. You know what I mean? He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, see, look, Philip is listening to what the Spirit of God is telling him. Go near and overtake this chariot. So Philip could have been like, dude, you're crazy. This guy looks like a really famous person. He's driving a chariot, and he's probably going to kill me. I'm not going to overtake anything. But look, Philip ran to him. He didn't walk to him. He wasn't like, he ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you're reading? How many people do you meet that are just living life and walking, their doing their thing, and they don't even understand what they're doing and why they're doing it? They don't know their purpose in this world, right? And he said, how can I unless someone guides me? This guy from Ethiopia, this really famous guy, says, how can I understand this unless someone guides me? Just as Peter was saying earlier, 49, Peter, you said? 49, right? You ask 49 times and that one person will say yes. People are just waiting for somebody to guide them. Everybody say that. People are waiting for me to guide them. People are just waiting for people to guide them. And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. See, he was chilling, doing his own thing, reading the scroll of Isaiah. And then Philip comes up and is having a little conversation with him. And this guy says, hey, come sit with me. Come chill with me. See, the place in Scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter. Stay right here, okay? And as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. We know who he's reading about, right? Who was this guy reading about? Jesus. Come on, who was this guy reading about? Jesus was going to be slaughtered, or he had been slaughtered. And he's not understanding what he's reading. Isn't Jesus important? And look at what this guy does. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. So he's still talking about Jesus. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. See, Philip was obedient to the Holy Spirit. He went to this man, and all he did was listen to him, hang out with him, and preach Jesus to him. People in this life, guys, they just need you to hang out with them, listen to them, and all we need to do is preach Jesus to them. Listen, people are hurting out there. People need Jesus. That's the straight up message tonight. Look, now as they went down the road, they came to some water. It doesn't say a lake. It doesn't say a river. It says some water. I could just imagine like a puddle of mud just with a little bit of water. That's just my imagination. And the eunuch said, see, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized? This guy was convicted. He was so radically changed by Jesus that they were just chilling. He saw a puddle of water and said, hey, listen, there's some water right here. Can you baptize me? And look, then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up and up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away. You guys could read this. This is crazy. But listen, point number one is let your light shine. Point number two is no favoritism. And point number three, super simple, just do it. Just do it. So you meet somebody, And God is just telling you, hey, listen, I've been at spots. I remember when I first started dating Chanel. We were going to Hollywood or something. And we were riding on the subway. I didn't have a lot of money, so I couldn't put gas in my car. So I just drop it off, and we'd take the subway. And there was, like, this sheriff chilling with his other sheriff buddy. This is before I was a police officer. And we both looked at each other. And then I just went and sat in the subway, and I told Chanel, hey, I feel like the Lord wants me to go tell this guy something. And she's like, well, just do it. I was like, nah. He's probably going to tackle me or something. Like, he thinks I'm like some suspect trying to take away his gun. No, I'm just kidding, no. And see, judging, right? So I got up, and then I just went up to the sheriff, and I was like, hey, how you doing, sir? My name is Isaac Fernandez. Hey, I just want to tell you that God loves you, and God just wanted me to tell you that he has great plans for you, and he loves you, and he misses you. And this guy just looked at me, and he said, thank you. And I went back into the subway feeling like dumb, like, what the heck? This guy probably thinks I'm crazy. But then when we were sitting in the subway, the sheriff just kept looking in like in my direction and just like tripping out. You never, trust me, you never know what somebody needs. I walked in to get a haircut the other day. I'm chilling, and then I'm waiting to get a haircut at Supercuts, and this old man and this old woman walk in, and they're like, just walking in, you know? And the old man looks at me, and he, like, smiles, and then he, like, sits down, and then the Holy Spirit said, hey, pay for their haircuts. I was like, dude, like, do they get senior discount, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking in my mind, like, so they're getting their haircuts, and I'm getting my haircut, and then he's looking at me through his mirror, like, he's facing that way, and then I'm facing that way, but we can see each other through the mirror, and the Holy Spirit is like, dude, just buy them their haircuts. I don't know if this guy, he had the look of like an old, retired, like pastor, like that just loved God. I don't know what he's been through. So I just told the guy, I was like, hey, dude, I want to pay for their haircuts, but don't tell him who paid for it. And then I'm walking out to pay, and then while I'm paying, the old man like is looking at me, and he's like smiling. And there's just something about him that was like, Jesus was shining through him. I don't know his story. I don't know where he's been or what he's been through. Who knows? But we have to be obedient and not have favoritism. Let's not do it to look cool. Let's just do it because God is asking us to do it. I could tell you guys story after story, and Chanel will be my witness here. I'm not going to lie to you guys. We're putting gas, and there's like this black lady behind me, and I probably told some of you guys, and Holy Spirit says, hey, just go give her $20. I'm like, dude, I don't call God, dude, but I was like, God, like, no, that's weird. She's going to freak out. Like, what is she going to think of me? So I come up to her, and like, I'm trying to apologize for coming up to her. I'm like, hey, ma'am, I'm not trying to be weird or anything, but I was pumping gas, and I saw you, and God just wanted me to give you this. And she gets it, and tears start coming down her eyes, and she's like, it's my birthday today. I was, like, tripping out. Like, I went back in the car, and I was like, what was that? And I'm like, I just gave that lady $20, and it was her birthday. But I'm telling you, listen, the Holy Spirit knows people more than we know people, because the Holy Spirit doesn't have favorites. The Holy Spirit doesn't judge. The Holy Spirit wants to have a relationship with humans. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved who? The world. Not just Miranda, not just Alicia, I'm Matt. I was going to skip you, say, I don't love you. But see, God doesn't do that. Tell the person next to you, no favoritism. Give them a little hug. The person next to you, give them a hug, say, no favoritism. Listen, guys, just bow your heads and close your eyes. All I want is, I want you guys to pay real close attention right now. I just need Angel just for right now. Just Angel right now on the piano. And if I could get the lights.
I love those sandals, bro. They're so BC. If you don't get that, ask somebody later, right?
Father, I thank you for tonight, Lord. I thank you for your word that was brought tonight, Lord. I thank you that we could be a people, Lord, that love what you love. And you love people, Lord. Father, forgive us if we've loved people with partiality, Lord. We've favored certain people because of how they look or how they dress or how they act or what they do. We want to be like you, Jesus. We want to hang out with people who nobody else wants to hang out with. We want to love on people who maybe don't feel loved.